I ran across an article about a former pastor of the United Methodist Church. It was titled, Eight Things Your Pastor Will Never Tell You About the Bible. So I'm here to, you know, expose this, well, this misconception. And I'm going to go with number two. That's the one that caught my eye. Start with it first. This former pastor, he said that they were told to, you know, talk about subjects that they just didn't quite find correct anymore. And so when he resigned, he said he had two local United Methodist ministers call and congratulate him because he could fall back on other, you know, works of life. And they didn't know anything but to be a minister. So they were kind of stuck, they felt. Well, the one I wanted to talk about is the second one he said. He said, Jesus said he wanted to offer nothing to the Gentiles. So is that true? I'm going to read this commentary for you. We can turn to Matthew 10:5. That's the passage he quotes. He says, the fact that Christianity has become a religion largely of Gentiles who literally worship Jesus is a huge irony, because in his ministry, Jesus said he intended to offer Gentiles nothing. And as Matthew 10:5 shows, Jesus giving his disciples firm instructions to go nowhere among the Gentiles. So in 10:5 it says, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans. So is the gospel only for Israel? He says, it's true that chapter 8 of Matthew and chapter 7 of Luke show Jesus healing the servant of a Roman soldier. However, this happened only after the soldier said he was unworthy of Jesus' attention. And then the next sentence is probably my favorite. It's also possible that Jesus assumed the servant was a Jew. I mean, you know, how many times did Jesus get fooled in the Bible? You know, somebody pulled a wool over his eyes. So, this is because, as shown in Matthew 15, 21-28, when a woman who was indisputably a Gentile asked for healing for her daughter, Jesus initially ignored her. She was so persistent with her pleas that the apostles wanted to silence her. But they didn't ask Jesus to do that by helping her. Instead, knowing his attitude towards Gentiles, they urged him to send her away. When she finally knelt before Jesus, making it impossible to continue to ignore her, he told her he was sent only to help the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He then made it clear that he considered her a Gentile to be no better than a dog, adding that it wasn't fair for dogs to receive food intended for children. Only when she pointed out that even dogs eat crumbs from their master's table, that Jesus praised her for her faith and gave her the help she wanted. And it says, further evidence that Jesus had a harsh attitude towards Gentiles comes from the fact that after his death, resistance from his disciples caused Paul problems in his Gentile conversion efforts. And he says, you can see Galatians 2:11-14. Christianity eventually became a religion of Gentiles, not because of any personal outreach to them by Jesus during his lifetime, but because of the work of Paul and the fact that most Jews whom Jesus was really reaching out to rejected it. He did write a book called Fabricating Faith, How Christianity Became a Religion Jesus Would Have Rejected, which is really pretty true, but it's not because of the Gentiles. So I'm going to read in John 4, verse 7, you don't need to turn there, but it says in John 4, verse 7, I'm just going to kind of summarize it. Jesus came up to a Samaritan woman and asked her to give him a drink. Knowing he was Jewish, she wanted to know why he would have anything to do with her, because the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus told her of his ability to give her living water, and that she could have it if she had asked of him. The living water in the Bible is the Holy Spirit. This did not show it was being withheld from those who were not of the house of Israel. She then said she would like to have this water that would cause her to never thirst again. He told her to call her husband, and she told him she did not have a husband. And Jesus told her that she did not currently have a husband, but had been married 5 times before, so she assumed he was a prophet, because he knew her life's history, and she went to tell the others in the city about him and asked if he could possibly be Christ. Many of the Samaritans believed in him and urged him to stay. He stayed with them for 2 more days, and many came to believe. Now, he wouldn't have wasted his time spending there 2 days with them if they weren't going to be called to the truth. Now, if you'll turn to Acts 10. And we'll start in verse 10. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the 4 corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In verse 12, in it were all kinds of 4-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything common or unclean." Verse 15, and a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done 3 times, and the object was taken up into heaven. So obviously, a lot of people think that he's talking about the food. But if we skip down to verse 34, you'll see that Peter finally understands the purpose of this vision. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." Verse 35, "But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness, accepted by him." So it shows that he's willing to have this opened up to everybody. Now, going back to Matthew 10:5, I looked up some commentaries, and they all pretty much said the same thing as this one. I do not remember which commentary it was, since I erased that from what I printed. But it says here, Jesus said, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles," meaning not their customs and manners of the heathens. These they were to avoid. They were never to take their journey towards them. And they were not, as yet, to go among them and teach the gospel to them. The calling of the Gentiles was not a matter, as yet. Their time of calling had not come. The gospel was first to be preached to the Jews to take off all excuses from them. Their stubborn and perverse behavior in rejecting Jesus as the Messiah had to be manifestly clear. So if we turn to Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This shows that there's no partiality with God. He desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth and receive eternal life.